From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. In The Hague today, Dutch pathologists performed an autopsy of Slobodan Milosevic, and preliminary results indicate the former Yugoslav leader died of a heart attack. Milosevic was found dead in his detention cell yesterday. His death brings to an abrupt end his trial before a UN war crimes tribunal. It had dragged on for more than 4 years. Milosevic was accused of orchestrating a brutal campaign of ethnic cleansing against non-Serbs after the breakup of Yugoslavia in the 1990s. The trial was expected to end by summer. Chief UN prosecutor Carla Del Ponte says it's a pity there will be no verdict.
It deprives the victims of the justice they need and deserve.
We turn to BBC reporter Geraldine Coughlin at The Hague. Hello.
Hello.
What are officials saying about how Milosevic died?
Well, the tribunal has confirmed that Milosevic died of a heart attack. In a statement, the court said that he'd suffered from two heart conditions, which would explain the cardiac arrest that killed him, or a myocardial infarction. This was the medical term that they gave to the cause of Mr. Milosevic's death. However, the experts who carried out the post-mortem examination on Mr. Milosevic say that there's still more information to come. Doctors from the Netherlands and Serbia carried out the autopsy and were still waiting for a toxicological report to be compiled. That's with the results of blood samples. So that could take another 1 or maybe 2 days.
So that might tell us exactly what caused the heart attack.
Well, that's what court observers are expecting, complete clarification from the court on the exact causes of Mr. Milosevic's death. A tribunal spokeswoman, though, just a short while ago said, because the toxicological report still hasn't been issued, it's still too early yet to rule out poisoning. There have been rumors circulating about possible causes of death, for instance, that Mr. Milosevic could have committed suicide or been poisoned. So there is a lot of anticipation now as to find out the real reasons why. And court officials as well are very eager to dispel all these rumours. And the experts are working very hard to get all the information together.
Now that there will be no verdict in the Milosevic case, where does that leave the War Crimes Tribunal?
Well, the War Crimes Tribunal will continue to be up and running and functioning. The tribunal's chief prosecutor said that there's been a wealth of evidence compiled during the 4 years of the Milosevic trial, and she does not intend to let that go to waste. She said she intends to use it in other trials, for instance, one joint trial of 8 suspects coming up at the end of the year, and also in future cases, presuming that the 6 remaining fugitives from the tribunal are brought to justice.
BBC reporter Geraldine Coughlin at The Hague, thank you for your time.
Thank you too.